Blog Talk Radio.
Good morning. This is Dorcas, and I am your host of the A Caring Consultants Talk Show. We apologize for the delay, but we are now live. Thank you for your patience during our technical difficulties. But we will have our 3 hours today, so don't hang up. We'll be on the air from 10 to 1. Thank you. We're broadcasting from Houston, Texas, on the corner of Hirsch and Tidwell. Today we're giving out our Thanksgiving food boxes to the community, so we're just excited about that. Basically, what we're going to do today on the show is talk about what we will be doing on the show, the purpose of the show, and some of the things we will have during the show. But let me begin first by thanking Dr. Willie Hunter, or Apostle Hunter, for giving us this opportunity. And Dr. Hunter is here with us today. Good morning, Dr. Hunter.
Good morning, Dr. Moore.
All right. Dr. Hunter, just tell us a little bit about your radio show and what prompted you to do this and how it all happened.
Well, it occurred with me about 15 years ago when I tried to purchase a radio station and a television station. But in addition to that, certain things came into my life and prohibited me, and I'm now saying to you, because I am a stroke participant who is now recovering. And the radio station came about a year ago when I began to pray, and I had a prayer warrior, and I prayed about it. She said, "You got it." So I called a person, and she said, "I got a person you can call who can help you." And that's how I was able to get into Blog Talk Radio on the internet, seeing it. People around the world, and this is what makes me more pleasing in God's eyesight, because somebody told me I never would own a radio station. Now I got a radio station, because my trust is in the Lord Jesus. So if I've been able to help you some way, somehow, and one of the things I will say is that I thank Mrs. Moore for the attitude that she has as a caring consultant. Because it's through her movement, and God appointed through her for me, she has helped me, through my wife and myself, to move to the next level. And, you know, you be thankful for everything that God has done for you. And I can say that this is her show. I didn't come to take over. I'm here to just see her do what she's supposed to do. So God bless y'all. All of you listening, y'all out there listening, call in and hear what you got to say. I love you. I love you. I love you.
Thank you. And also, spread the news to your family and friends. For those that do not have the internet, you can listen on your phone at this number, 347-850-8955. Once again, that number is 347-850-8955. Also, let me tell you today, you're going to be hearing different sounds and voices and all of that stuff because we are recording live during our community outreach. Let me just talk a little bit about the purpose of the show, and let me talk a little bit about myself. The name of my business is A Caring Consultants, and now God has blessed to where we have expanded to have an international talk show.
Hey.
All right. So I'm excited about that. But what we would like to do is we would like to minister to the physical and the spiritual man, wealth and health. And so we will be having guest speakers on the show. I have some authors that are going to be attending the show, be some of our guest speakers. Also, I would like to know what's going on in your community. A-Caring Consultants was started because of some of the things I saw during home care. I love home care. I've been a nurse for a number of years. We won't mention the years because I'm still trying to pull off the number 35. Some of the things that I did see during the home health services was after the patients were discharged from home health services, they were forgotten. And so, but they were still in need of supplies and food and clothing and different things like that. So I put together this company so that we will be able to reach those needs. Now, there's a lot of things we can't do, but our purpose is to research to see who can help you. God has blessed us all to where we're now able to give out bags of groceries. We're able to donate furniture, clothing, anything that's basically needed within the home, whether it be a nurse, a doctor, therapy, whatever is needed. You can reach us at our website at www.acaringconsultants.com and go to the contact section and leave your information. We look forward to hearing from you, and we pray that this is going to be a blessing. I was speaking to someone on yesterday, and she was asking me, well, you know, what is this show about, and what do you plan to do, and why are you doing it? And I was just letting her know I really want to be able to reach the unreachable. For those people that people have given up on, for those people that are on the street, for those people that are dealing with mental problems, it doesn't matter. Because for myself, I can speak personally, after going through a situation, I realized that I could have been on the streets also. But for the grace of God, he kept my mind and he kept my heart. And so I told God, when he brought me through this, that I was going to flip my pain for gain. And that's exactly what I'm doing. So there's a lot of times, you know, you see people on the street and you realize that, we try to label them, you know, but God has shown me that they're there for a reason. There's different situations that have taken a person there. And that's what I want to do through this show. I want to be able to get to the core of the problem. I just don't want to send people to church on Sunday and then Monday they have to go back to the same situation. But I want to be able to let them know that when I do send them to church, if they go to church, even if they don't go to church, we'll bring the word to them. We'll bring encouragement to them. But I want to be able to tell them, look, I've got an avenue for you to take. Here's a shelter. Here's a place where you can be fed. Here's a therapeutic place. Anything like that, because I don't want to give up on them. And like I tell people all the time, with my clients, some people I've had for over 15 years, and I always tell them, you know, that I want to stay there and I want to follow them until the end. Just because their services are discontinued does not mean that they're discontinued from A-Caring Consultants. So we're asking today that if you are doing something in the community, call in and let us know about it, or go to the website and let us know about it. Because I know that there's help out there for everyone, and people tell me all the time, you can't save the world, and then I respond, well, yes, I can try. So, and I think if everybody gets that attitude, we can. We can. And so at this time, what I'd like to do is to do a shout-out with an announcement. As I said before, we're giving away our Thanksgiving food baskets today, and I wanted to do a special thank you to Victory Packing for their donations of the boxes. Victory Packing is located at 1610 Cornerway Boulevard in San Antonio, Texas. That's home for me. Victory Packing has the products you need when you need them. We've got it, we'll get it, or we'll make it. We are a national distribution company that focuses on flexibility and creativity to reduce the total cost of packing. You can reach them at 210 653-7605 or by email at information@victorypacking.com. Thank you once again, Victory Packing, for your donations of the boxes to our annual Thanksgiving food boxes. I'd also like to do a shout-out to EMOS Healthcare. They have been some awesome nurses. Also, the therapy, they're on top of things. And also, anytime I ask them to help me with the community, they're there for me. Thank you, EMOS. Thank you, Mr. Patrick, who is in Africa at this time. You guys are awesome. Thank you for your support. I'd like to do another announcement, and I want to do a shout-out to a group of very special seniors. These people have been behind me and supported me since 2010, the beginning of A Caring Consultants, and that's none other than the seniors at Faith Village Apartments. We've also added Memorial Gardens Apartments in Humboldt, Texas. Knightbridge Apartments in Spring, Texas. And now we have two new locations, and that's Hometown Apartments on Wayside and the Primrose Apartments on Aldine Bender. Thank you, thank you, thank you. Okay. Thank you. All right. We're taping a live show. Thank you. Okay, you guys can get your boxes from here. Thank you. Okay, at this time, we have another guest here, Prophetess Andrea, and she's going to tell us a little bit about her ministry. Thank you.
Good morning to everybody. I just want to say praise God and thank you to Sister Dawson for allowing me to be a part of a show today. My ministry is all in his hands. Ministry was birthed out in the year 2000. I am a licensed ordained minister, and I do conferences, mostly women conferences. I work within community as individualized. I go into the homes offering prayer and ministry time, just fellowshipping with the men and women of God, because I've learned that some people have gotten hurt, and sadly, in the church, and so they're not coming into the home. So it's now time for the church to go to the home. So I'm going into the homes, ministering to family members within the home. I can be reached at 832-533-5957. The ministry email is iaihm@yahoo.com. I'm also in the workforce. I have a master's of social work where I work with the mentally challenged. So it's been a great honor doing the things that God has called me to do and loving God and just loving his people. And it's time for us to get out the four walls and for the church to get into the community and love his people back where they need to be. Thank you, Sister Dawkins, for having me.
All right. Thank you, thank you, thank you. Also, my covering just walked in, Apostle A.E. High from Louisiana. Woo! Thank you, thank you, thank you for your support. At this time, I'm going to go to my caregiver's corners. As I said before, when I'm in the home, I see a lot. And today I just wanted to give out some accolades to some special clients and to their families. And the first one is Ms. Selma Shepherd. I've had Mother Shepherd for several years. And I wanted to do a shout-out to her daughter, Bernice Shepherd, and also to encourage her and let her know that we are praying for Mom and to hang in there. Bernice, you've been a wonderful person. You haven't left Mom's side. And to God be the glory. Also, I wanted to give a shout-out to the Cars, the Pastor Cars of Houston, Texas. They have taken care of their mother, Mother Williams, and also Uncle Donnie. This is another couple that have been great in patient care and also in the ministry. And a lot of times these caregivers, they put their life on hold for their loved ones. So I want them to know that not only A Caring Consultant, but the world is giving them recognition today and giving them also words of encouragement. I'd also like to do a shout-out to a very, very, very special woman in my life, Mother Shipman in San Antonio, Texas. Mother Shipman is my aunt, and she's also, we call her Auntie Mom. Mother Shipman and my mom and my dad work together in the ministry, and we call them the Three Musketeers. And Mother Shipman made 90 this year. She's a beautiful person. And I just want to tell you, Aunt Jane, that I love you and that I appreciate you for being there throughout my life. And I want you to know that your living has not been in vain. We love you on today. Thank you, San Antonio, for the love that you've given her. And I'd like to say a special thank you to my cousin, Bobby Collins, who has taken over the role of being her caregiver. Mother Shipman didn't have any physical children, but she has a ton of spiritual children all over the United States. Thank you, Aunt Jane, and we love you. I'd also like to say a special thank you to a very special man in my life who has also supported me since I've started my business, none other than Mr. Walter Branch. We love you, Uncle Shorty, and hopefully you are listening. This man, I remember as a child, we used to talk about how awesome his voice was, and we would make jokes about after he sang, the show is over, it's time to go. But he's a beautiful man, and he's had a stroke, and now he's not able to get out like he wants to. But Uncle Shorty, I want you to know you have touched so many lives here in Houston, and today we celebrate you. And I also give honor to your caregiver, to your girlfriend of many years, Miss Minnie Branch. You're doing a wonderful job, and I want you to know that we are supporting you. We love you. And we have your back. Now we're going to the Joneses. They're in the state of Pennsylvania at this time. They moved away. And I wanted to give special accolades to their niece, Miss Renee Recklin. She's another person that put her life on hold just to care for her sister and for her aunt. Renee, we love you and thank you for the support throughout the years. And we pray God's blessings for you. Another person I would like to give honor to and accolades to is Mr. Miles Larkin. Right now, Mr. Miles is on his deathbed, and the children are at his side. But we know God can do exceedingly and abundantly and above all that we can even ask or think. I'd like to tell you, Mr. Miles, I thank you for your support over the years. And to Lois, your daughter, who has been by your bedside, also had put her life on hold and that has been there for you, and who was married on last weekend. Amen, to a beautiful person. So for right now, those are the people that we'd like to thank and give honor to. Okay, also, at this time, I want to do a shout-out to our neighborhood. Right now, we're located off of Tidwell and Hirsch and some of the local businesses here. We visited with A&W Learning Center, H-Town's Finest Barbershop, RJ Appliances, Jamie's
auto service. Miss Laney's African Braiding Shop. Old School Barbershop. Tamez Used Furniture Shop. GTO Tire Shop. And Edwards Therapy and Staffing. Okay, at this time, we are going to have words by our own covering, Apostle A.E. Hyde. And I just want him to come and talk a little bit on the Father. Being a father, first of all, to me. A lot of times we have pastors, but we don't have fathers. We don't have coverings. And so I'm so glad to have him here today to support this girl. I know sometimes it's hard, but he hangs in there with me. Come on, can we give a hand for Apostle Hyde?
Well, good morning. I'm excited to be here to be in support of Sister Dorcas and the great work that she's doing and all those that's working with her. She asked me to talk a little bit about the Father, and I'm always excited to talk about the Father. You know, I think one of the things that's missing today is fathers. The Bible says in the book of Malachi that just before the coming of the Lord, he will return the hearts of the fathers back to the children and the children's heart back to the fathers. And he said before the great and dreadful day of the Lord comes. So I can thank God that that's happening today, that fathers are returning home to their children. But it first has to happen spiritually. I think what is happening, God is raising up a lot of spiritual fathers that are not just out to preach and not just out to build a ministry, but out to help others, be a father to them. And that's a move of God that's going on now, and I'm excited about this great move of God. So, you know, it's a powerful thing that's happening. That's an impartation that's been given to the spiritual children that's coming along. And Sister Dorcas is a perfect example of someone who has a covering, who sees the need of a covering, not trying to do the work without a covering. And that's happening all over. Now, let me just say this. Even Jesus, you know, he said, I only do what I see my Father do. I only speak what I hear him say. So Jesus didn't do anything without a Father. He had a covering. I think if Jesus had to have a covering, the rest of us need a covering. He always referred to his Father. And when the Bible says in Isaiah chapter 9, verse 6, it says, unto us a child is born, a son is given, and his name shall be called. One of the names is the Everlasting Father. So thank God for the fathers. Amen. Jesus became a father. Jesus said in one other place, he said, when you see me, you see the Father. How sayest thou then, show us the Father. So Jesus grew and became a father. So thank God. Amen?
Amen.
She just kind of asked me to do this on the spur of the moment, but I'm just kind of speaking out of my heart. I hope it's making sense to everybody, but we really need fathers today in the earth today. One of the sad mistakes, if you go to prisons and you go to places, most of the guys that are in prison didn't have fathers. That's a sad thing. In church, a lot of people make mistakes because they're not spiritual fathers there. And fathers are there to raise us. We need to be raised spiritually by fathers. We need, thank God for the mothers, but fathers need to touch the children too. Amen? You agree with that? And so I'm just glad to speak for the fathers. I'm glad to represent the father. And, you know, and God want to raise us all up to become spiritual parents one day. So just This is Dorcas. I just want to encourage you to continue doing what you're doing, and thank you for this opportunity.
Thank you. All right. At this time, we're going to have another announcement from Mr. Hines, and he's going to talk a little bit about his business. And I'd also like to give him his accolades today, too, because he encouraged me to go into this business. Of course, I like to do it my way and do my own thing. But I do thank him for his support. But this time, he's going to talk a little bit about his business.
Good morning. And I just want to say thanks to Ms. Moore for allowing me unexpectedly to speak to you guys. But my name is Dwayne Hines. I'm a realtor here in Houston, Texas. And I got to tell you that this is kind of exciting to me because Ms. Moore and I kind of have some things in common. We believe in helping the small man. Everything's not always about the dollar, but who you can help, you know, and maybe they can help you in return or help somebody else. Here in Houston, I have an organization or business that we call the Associates, a network of professionals. Ms. Moore happens to be also one of my associates. And we cover areas of real estate, law, and insurance. And we're just a group of brokers, attorneys, and insurance brokers that feel like if we can help you the best we can, we will. There are a lot of people that need a lot of help, but sometimes they just can't afford it. So we take out that thing about how much money and then replace it with how much good can we do. And in doing that, trust me, the rewards will be returned to you. Ms. Moore said that I kind of was part of her getting started here, but I got to tell you, she does have her own way of wanting to do it. And finally, when she found out that way, I might want to go this way a little bit. And so now we're here, and that's good. And it's proof that if you help others, then others will help you. So if you ever in need of a question answered, whether it's real estate, legal, or insurance, feel free to contact the station, or you can contact me direct. That's area code 713-256-8724. And just ask for Mr. Hines, and I would certainly direct you as to where to go. My phone number again, 713-256-8724. My name, just say D. Hines, and they will definitely know who you're talking about, okay? I'd like to thank Ms. Moore today for this opportunity, and I look forward to helping you. The email address is Dwayne Hines, that's DwayneHines at yahoo.com. Okay? And the phone number again, just for those of us that may have missed it, is 713-256-8724. Email address, Dwayne Hines, that's D-W, guys, not D-E. That's DwayneHines at yahoo.com. Thank you.
Well, thank you very much. Thank you, sir. Thank you very much.
Okay, we're back once again. This is the A. Caring Consultant Talk Show on www.blogtalkradio.com at KASK. You can reach us at 347-850-8255. 8955. Call in, or you can also go to my website at www.acaringconsultants.com. Go to the contact section and leave us a word. We're looking forward to hearing from you. I spoke with some people on yesterday, and so we are supposed to be getting calls from all over. We are running an hour behind because of the time. However, we will be on the air from 10 to 1 today instead of 9 to 12. But next Saturday, we will be on the radio from 9 a.m. to 12 p.m. So we look forward to hearing from you. Give us a call. Now, at this time, I have another person here that I want to interview. This is another supporter of mine. And basically today, everybody, we're just going to be talking about the plans of the show. And if there's anything that you would like to learn about or know about or you're concerned about, please call in or go to the website once again at www.acaringconsultants.com. Go to the contact section and leave your message there. This is Dorcas, your host, and at this time, we have in the building Pastor Essie Hyde. Now, this lady has been so generous to me, so supportive to me. She's opened her doors and let me come in and do my community work. So, Mother Hyde, I just want to say thank you, and I know you had a dream for the community. So at this time, we're just going to get her to talk about her church, the location, some of the things that you're doing, and your dream. Mother Hyde.
Hi, my name is I'm dreaming. I'm so excited about what and for our community. It's really our dream that we have in mind. Thank you.
her business, because she really means what she does from her heart. I mean, she really cares. It's just, you know, really hard.
Oh, okay.
Thank you, Mother Hyde. Awesome. Thank you, Mother Hyde. Once again, you're listening to the A Caring Consultants Talk Show at www.blogtalkradio.com at KASK. All right. Now I want to do another shout out to a very special family at this time in their hour of bereavement. One of them is Mr. Sid Holcomb. He was a longtime client of mine also. And Mr. Sid is going to be laid to rest today. And we just want to let the family know that we are praying for you. And I wanted to do a special, special shout out to Miss Rosalind, who took care of him for years. And she was another person that was just really dedicated. And Rosalind, I want you to know, job well done. And we pray for your strength, because I know that you cannot work with somebody for years and not be attached. So we just want you to know that we are praying for your strength, and you will make it, girl, and you know that I'm here for you. Our second person is, we're praying for the family of Miss Olivia Shepherd, who lost her life in the tragedy shooting last week at a birthday party here in Houston. Her grandmother is one of my longtime supporters. And Miss Doreen, I want you to know that you're in our prayers and that we are here for you. She informed me that there is a memorial fund set up for Miss Olivia, and it is under Miss Olivia Shepherd Memorial Fund at the Bank of America, and the account number is 488-0461-13188. Again, that's at Bank of America. It's under Miss Olivia Shepherd Memorial Fund, account number 488-0461-13188. Thank you, and God bless you. If you can, please support her. They need everything that they can get. And Ms. Doreen, once again, I want you to know that I'm here for you. We're praying for your strength, and we're praying for the family. Once again, you're listening to the A Caring Consultant Talk Show on www.blogtalkradio.com at KASK. Thank you all once again for hanging in there with us. And once again, I'm letting you know that we are doing our Thanksgiving food boxes today. We do have pre-ordered boxes. However, as we say in our motto, no one's turned away. So if you do know of a family in need, once again, you can go to our website at www.acaringconsultants.com. Go to the contact section and leave your information. As I said before also, we can't save the world, but we can give it a try. So I don't want you guys to be disappointed if we can't come through right away, but know that we are working on it. And also for the different organizations that are out there, please contact us and let us know what you're doing, what's available. Please do for the city of Houston, for the state of Texas, any organization. If you're helping somebody, I want to know about it. If your church is doing something in the community, I want to know about it. Whether it be food, clothing, whatever you're doing, let us know about it. Also for the medical people, if there's a service you can also render in the home, let us know about it. Okay, now I want to do another shout out today, and that is to the food bank with the city of Houston. These people have been awesome. And I want to give a special thanks to Ms. Kathy Liffman for opening the doors for A Caring Consultants to deliver the food boxes to our seniors. Thank you, City of Houston Food Bank. Okay. At this time, I want to inform you that at noon, we will have a special guest speaker, and that is Apostle Jim Beckman, and he's going to talk on the kingdom in which my company and my talk show is based on. And I think you guys really need to listen because I know you'll learn something. And once again, that's what I want to happen on this show. Every time you listen to us, I want you to walk away with something. As I said, we want to reach the core of your situation, of your problem, and know that there's nothing too hard for God. Nothing too hard for God. So be encouraged today. Okay, I'm going to do another shout out, and this is from the BMW International. And the owner is Prophetess Cassandra Moore by way of Austin, Texas. Okay, this is a women's organization created for the purpose of empowering women, partnering with them to achieve their dreams and their goals. Their community service have been to give out Thanksgiving baskets also to the elderly. They sponsor high school students through scholarships, and much more. Once again, that is the BMW International Organization. Okay, another supporter that we have is the Cassandra Moore Ministries, Inc. And this was established to teach and equip kingdom citizens. That is that key word, kingdom. To serve in the local house of God, the marketplace, and the field. Thank you, Cassandra Moore, Prophetess Cassandra Moore. Okay, at this time, we're going to go back to the big man, Apostle Willie Hunter, and he's going to talk a little bit, too, about his show. He's going to give us the information on his show, the time, and what his show entails.
Thank God once again for all the blessings that He has bestowed upon me. One thing I will say to you is I think you radio station is that the acronym knowing Apostle Scripture and Love. The more love you have of God, the more you can understand how God moves. And the purpose of the radio station that God has blessed and moved. You know, you are the radio station that's on the AM, FM, but this one is on the internet, and there is a distinct difference between the FM and the AM. The frequent model and the amplified model. But when you got the internet, that change is so powerful, you can control that and do with the AM and FM. In addition to that, I would say on Sunday to Friday, except a new board show that you'll be having continuously on a Saturday. We have five phone minutes that comes in. We have talk shows, Christian talk shows, we have gospel music, we have people are calling for prayer. We pray for people that God will see them. And moving forward, nothing begins big. It always starts small. But the final impact is when you can say to somebody that's listening, and hear what God says to the Lord. And you know when the apostle was in earth,
about what God is doing as a father. And I'm speaking to some people out there who know this. I never knew my earthly father. I had to learn from what other men do and learn and make myself available. A lot of things in my life that are unaccounted, but it gets me to understand, if you can trust in God, all things are possible. Now here I am, right where I'm believing God for what he's doing. And I was told by a man, I have a television to say no, so that I'm working on. And what God is doing through me, it's not about me. It's about what God's going to do. Money doesn't mean the difference to me in the kingdom of God. But I would say this, the kingdom of God is brought to us in context out of the book of Luke 22, chapter 22, verses 28, 29, and 30, and our disciples. And the boys got to argue with Jesus about who's going to be the best in the kingdom. We're going to be the best, and what's going to be the best, and the Lord's going to be the best. No, Jesus said, no. He said, we don't do it like that. No, this is God's mission. And if my father gave you a kingdom, I will give you a kingdom. So that means I have some authority. Now, wait a minute. Listen. If God gives me a kingdom, he gives me rulership. He gives me authority. He gives me all that he gives you. And as the apostle said here, that says, the more we trust in God, and the more we have to live a life that is so that God is talking to us. And if someone calls, please call back. I want to talk with you. And one of the things that I found about God and what God does for us. See, I know this much, being a former Baptist, a Methodist.
Please call back. We love you, 317.
And, you know, one of the things I would say, the more you know God, God does not see us as C-O-L-O-R. He doesn't see us as language. There's only one language that God understands, and that is love. Love is the language that will beat the enemy down. And we know that we in the process of enemy attacking and reducing all around the golden city. People, we need you to know that God is available. And so don't think you can, we want to talk with you, please call in. Ms. Moore has a lot to say to other people, but I want to thank God for allowing us to say these words. I pray you be encouraged, and don't think you're nobody because you are somebody. And remember what I say. Jesus said, I come quickly, and I have my reward with me. I love you. I love you. I love you.
But that's just how they say.
Hello? I'm just calling. I just wanted to check it out to see what's going on with the numbers and all, and I wanted to let my other fellow callers know. Please call in because y'all have such good information here today. Heard a lot of great word and got even more to come. And I just wanted to call in and tell you I've been enjoying it so far. And keep doing the good work that you're doing. God bless you and love you. Bye-bye.
Hey, Carrie. Also, look at our website, www.educaringconsultory.com. Go to the contact section and leave your message. Leave your information. We want all the information. All right, it's almost out of the kingdom. We want to be encouraged. And we're still in the process of giving out our Thanksgiving food boxes here today. Thank God for the avenues that we have to bless the people. And if you know of anybody you need, please give us a call. Our website is www.daycareconsultant.com. Go to the contact information. Or you can reach us by phone at 281-509-4755.
Say that again. Do whatever you do. No, I can't hear her. I heard something else. Something when you click.
Not only blessed me personally, but also professionally. I've known her for years, and she's always had a heart for those that were less fortunate, or those that couldn't do such a thing. And I heard this theory about her, always said about the season, and pulling in resources that's necessary. So, along that line, we ask those that are listening and those that know her.
But if you call in and press 1. The option 1 to speak with the host. Try it. Let's see what happens. Let's see if we can try to make a connection somehow, some way. And back to the community. And I'm currently the youth class at AALL. And for our month of November, our youth ministry will be giving out Thanksgiving boxes. Of course, we're not doing it. Like in the world, we actually have two boxes. And our members are nominating families that they may know of, individuals that may be in need. And so our youth ministry, go small. We're gonna sponsor two Thanksgiving boxes, and we pray that they be a blessing to whoever receives them. And then in our young married ministry, who my husband and I, we co-chair, we're excited because we have so many young marrieds that we are so blessed to be in connection with. And today in this society, you know, you're going to need the Lord, and you're going to need the people of God, the fellowship, and you're going to need covering. As they talked about earlier, covering, fathers. We thank God for the fathers that are in the home, and we thank God for the mothers that were able to be flexible to rear their children without a father figure in the home. But we want to thank God for our spiritual fathers today. They cover us, they teach us and guide us. For those that may not have had a natural father, we pray that you've been blessed with a spiritual father to guide you. And so today I'm blessed to be among the living, and I'm blessed to be among Ms. Moore and her staff, and how the good work that they do, words cannot express the gratitude that I personally feel for all that she's done for me and mine, as well as the community. We thank you, Ms. Moore.
Thank you. Thank you, Pastor Carr. Once again, you're listening to the A. Karen Consultant Talk Show at www.blogtalkradio.com. The phone number is 347-850-8955. Okay, we're going to hear some more music from Ty Tribbett. And the name of this song is You Are Good.
Thank you.
And there's been a change in the time. We have 21 minutes left, and so our guest speaker is going to be calling in and speak with us within a few minutes of possible while we're waiting on our guest speaker, I will go over our announcements again. Remember to continue to pray for the family of Miss Olivia Shepherd, who lost her life in tragedy last week through gunshot and the party that she attended. And it's been all over the news, and I was 17 years and her grandmother is one of my favorite supporters and clients. So, Ms. Gourmet, I want you to know that we are praying for you. We're praying for your strength and know that all is well. There has been a fund set up in the name for Ms. Olivia, and it's at the Bank of America, and it's Olivia Shepherd Memorial Fund. The account number is 488-041-13188. Once again, that account is set up for Bank of America, Olivia Shepherd Memorial Fund. Account number 488-041-13188. And we ask that you can please donate and help the family. Also, Mr. Tim Holcomb, who is sharing today, a longtime client of ours. We're praying for the President's family also. And a special thank you to Ms. Rodman, who is taking care of this with you. Rodman, I salute you, and I thank John. Well done. Okay, I think we have
I'm just on hold. There's nothing, no sound or anything coming.
I was going to show you, Prophesy.
I left that shirt. It's
the one that Betty sent.
I'm going to hang up.